everybody. Welcome back to another episode of My Sister's Diary. I'm coming to you a little bit late on Tuesday because I'm literally recording this Tuesday morning because I have been kind of wrestling with what I want to do, and I have kind of decided as much as I can, I guess, for right now. I'm gonna take a little pause on the podcast, and I think I've just been kind of feeling burned out, maybe. I don't know if that's the right word, but also like kind of discouraged, and I don't know. It's become more of like a mental load for me, where I went into this like wanting to it to be fun and like something for me, and where it's kind of turned into not being that anymore for right now. I think I need to take a pause, and I don't want to quit. I want to keep going, but I think I just need a little mental break, and it's probably just like the season's changing. I always get kind of down and in the dumps during the winter, you know, not postpartum. I almost said postpartum depression, but seasonal depression comes a knock in, and I think I just need a little bit of time. So when I first started podcasting ever in general, I never really thought of the idea of having seasons for podcasts. It just like didn't really occur to me. I'd heard of podcasts doing it, but in my mind, it wasn't like they had like a break between seasons. But I've been doing a little bit of looking in, and I listen to some podcasts that do seasons as well. And I think that that is what's going to work for me in order to like keep doing this long term, because I just need a mental break every once in a while. And historically, this is what I do. I start a new thing, whatever it is. Like I started doing art once. I started a bow business. I've started so many things and then just like quit because I get burned out. And I think this time I was like, I'm not going to do that with this. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to keep going. And so that's where the idea of doing seasons came to me, because I'm like, okay, this gives me like a built-in break in time to like restart, I guess. Not restart, but like recharge. So that's what I'm going to do. We're going to take November and December off, and then I will be back January. I was going to say January 1st, but I don't know if that's what day of the week that is. I think I'm going to change the day of the week, just because the way that it ends up working out is like, I'm always like, okay, well, I'm going to record on the weekends, but no, I'm not. I'm not going to record on the weekend. So then I don't record all week long, and then I don't end up recording on the weekend. And then Monday comes around and I'm like, oh, I have to hurry and get something out. And so then I get something out on Monday, and then it just adds up in my like, I mean, I haven't been diagnosed with ADHD, but like it's been thrown around, you know, with therapists and doctors in discussion with me. Anyway, yeah, I do think that could be part of it, is I just like I get overwhelmed. And so then I just let it pile on and whatever. I'm not going to dive into, you know, everything that's wrong with me. But anyway, I just wanted to come on and tell you guys thank you for a great season, and I'm gonna sign off for the next little while for November and December. And the holidays are just crazy, and I really want to just like slow down a little bit and enjoy them and not feel like, I don't know. And also with this podcast, I don't ever want it to feel like it's something that I don't want to do. Like I want to be excited to do it, and lately I've been feeling like I'm dragging my feet and like don't want to do it. And so I'm not cool with that. Last thing that I wanted to say, this is a little bit of tea for you guys. I'm a little bit humbled. I come before you humbled with a TikTok incident that happened. So I posted this TikTok. I'll sign off with this story, okay? But I got to give you guys something to listen to. So I'll tell you about the story. I posted this TikTok where I was recording my husband laughing, but like I thought he was crying at first. And when you just look at the video without any context, it looks like I go up to him thinking that he's sobbing, and I ask him why he's crying, and then I find out he's laughing. And I also wrote on there, I was like, when I think my husband, or my heart dropped or something like that, because I thought someone died, but my husband is actually just laughing. And that wasn't the whole story, but that is what I posted. And so people like latched on to this story, and like it got like 500,000 views really pretty quickly. And there were so many comments just like dragging me through the mud, being like, I can't believe you would go up to someone. Like, why would you go up to your husband if you thought he was sobbing and record him? Like, that's so disgusting. Why would you do that? And like, I had people messaging me. This is when it hit when it was too far and I had to disable the comments was somebody messaged me personally and told me, this is a trigger warning, they told me that my husband should take me out back and put me down like a dog. It was ridiculous because it was just a video. And in my mind, this is what actually happened. What actually happened was I was sitting in a different room than my husband and he was doing the dishes and I hear him start making these freaking weird noises. So I stand up and I look over at him. And when I first saw him, my heart dropped because I thought he was sobbing. And so I walked closer to him and then I realized that he was laughing. And then I pulled out my phone because I thought it would be funny because he only laughs like this like once in a blue moon. Like it's very rare that he laughed like that. And so I got closer to him and then I was recording now. But as I got closer to him again, he kind of put his head down on the counter and started shaking. And so I was like, wait, oh my gosh, are you crying? And I caught that on video. But I started recording thinking he was laughing. Anyway, so then I ask him in the video, are you crying or are you laughing? And then he falls on the floor laughing. He's like, I'm laughing. And then I'm still like kind of shocked at why he's reacting this way. So I'm like, what are you laughing at? And he points to his phone and he's watching this. To me, it looked like just someone playing a video game. So I'm like, a video game? You're laughing at a video game? And people in the comments of this video were like, the way you just dismiss what he's laughing at is very concerning. And I'm like, yeah, I guess I could see that. But you also like don't know us and our relationship. And like it was funny to both of us. And I don't know. I just, you know, it actually it messed with my head a little bit. All these comments. There were thousands. Actually, no, not thousands of comments. There were like 800 maybe comments at the end. But there were thousands of people who were liking the comments that were like, you're a terrible person for recording your husband, or just like making these crazy assumptions, or like telling Robbie that he should divorce me and leave me, and that I'm emotionally manipulative, and like all these things. And it actually was like messing with my mind, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even handle these things that aren't even true. Like I know that they're not true because I was there. Then like, I don't know. It did make me think about the podcast. And I'm like, what if like someone says something bad about the podcast? And I don't know, just got me really in my head. And I didn't delete the video. I just made it private for me because it's still funny and I still like it. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I dare post it anywhere else because I get it. I do get it. I made this reply video and I kind of was like, are you guys okay? Like freaking calm down. And then someone's like, well, you posted this video. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right. I did post the video without context. I understand what they're saying. It does look like I went up to him recording him sobbing. And like, who would do that? That's crazy. But that is not what happened. So anyway, that video of mine, that video had like 30,000 likes. And when you think, I don't know, that's not like crazy. There's videos that have millions and millions of likes. But when you think about 30,000 people, that's like a stadium full of people. And that many, well, I don't even know actually how many people are in a stadium, but that's a lot of people. If you're just like to stand up and think of you like talking to a room full of 30,000 people, that's a lot of freaking people. And a lot of people who are going to have a perception on you and an opinion on you, and you can't go through and like tell every single person exactly what happened and like have them think this way about you. I don't know. It really messed with my mind a little bit. So yeah, but that was not the reason I was thinking about. That's not the reason I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a break from the podcast because I posted a TikTok. No, these are completely unrelated, but it was just kind of this weird experience because I'd never really had anybody like rip into me like that, especially on the internet with total strangers. So that was a really weird experience for sure. But yeah, anyway, I do love doing this. I love podcasting. It's fun to talk and it's fun to interact with you guys and the people who listen. And I do plan on coming back. I do need your guys' help though. I want to grow the podcast a little bit more. I do have like a very devoted little fan base and I love you guys so much. You're always showing up and always like interacting with me on Instagram and all that. And I want to spread the community. This makes me sound really selfish, but you know what I'm saying is like, I want to grow it so that we have more of a community of people. And so I need you guys to tell your friends when when we come back, when I come back in January, tell your friends about the podcast, post it on your stories. And yeah, I will very, very much greatly appreciate it. There's only so much self-promotion I can do before I start feeling like, okay, this is, nobody actually likes me. Okay, hold on. That was very pick me. You know what I'm saying? There's only so much self-promotion I can do before people are sick of it. Okay, before people are like, okay, we know you have a podcast. I don't want to listen to it. So the way I can reach new people is by you guys telling your friends, because like, I don't know your friends, but you know your friends. You see what I'm saying? All right. Anyway, that's it. That's all I have for you guys today. I'm sorry, this is a short episode, and I really am sorry that this is coming so out of the blue. It's not something that I was really wanting to do, so I've been kind of putting it off, but I also don't want to half-ass this at all, and it's getting to the point where I feel like I'm going to have to start half-assing it because my heart's just like not in it right now, and I need a little bit of a break. So yeah, anyway, I've said that 100,000 different times, and I love you guys, but I will see you in January. Bye.